I don't know about you, listener, but I think we've had enough politics in today's show. So we're going to mix it up, something a little bit lighter, but no less significant. I'm a huge fan of local history. I think more than almost any other region in Australia, the far north has such a rich, diverse, interesting history, so many different cultures, so many trailblazers, so much fascinating events have happened since Cairns was first discovered, certainly by Europeans at least. My next guest on the King Review, I'm sure, will be no stranger to many of you. He has been in the region his entire life. He's involved in so many different organisations and different boards. But the reason I'm going to chat to my next guest today has to do with his role as president of the Cairns Historical Society. Clive Scarrett, welcome to the King Review.
Oh, thanks, Gavin. It's really great to be here.
Thanks for being here. Clive, tell us a little bit about the last 6 to 8 months during COVID for the Cairns Museum and the Historical Society. How's it been? What's been the impact and where is it all at now?
Well, the COVID-19 has had a tremendous impact on our Historical Society and our museum, more so the museum, in that we shut the museum down for about 3 months. But prior to that, leading up to it, the number of visitors that were coming in because of the COVID-19 was greatly reduced. And since we've reopened, without any interstate visitors, without any overseas visitors, any tourist boats, it's had a great effect on the numbers that are coming through the museum.
And was it building in popularity? Because the museum is relatively new in that space there, down on Shield Street, a great, great new facility. What were the numbers looking like, say, last year, pre-COVID?
Yeah, we were really pleased with our numbers, but you're always trying to look at the opportunity to increase the patronage to the museum. So the numbers were always going, and we were doing lots of things to ensure that we were getting as many people as in. We have a lot of schools that bring their students through to have a look at the museum. And we have a school care program there that runs through the holidays, which is really popular.
And I think the museum, is a really important part, not only for locals to learn about the history and families to learn about their own family trees, but it is also potentially a great tourist attraction because there actually aren't a lot of those indoor attractions, if you like. I mean, Cairns Aquarium is an obvious one, but in terms of those really great indoor activities for people to do, of course, in the wet season, the museum, I think, plays a very important role there. If we look inside the museum and look into the archives and the back of house, if you like, how much is on display for the public versus what's in storage?
Well, we have several different types of museums within the museum itself that displays Cairns and a whole lot of different scenarios, old Cairns, modern Cairns, a whole lot of things like that. But behind that all, we have our research centre. Our research centre is really important because we have anyone who's written any type of history book on Cairns, we have a copy of it in the museum. We keep all old records, old maps, and we find that through COVID, a lot of people started doing family history, started looking for information, and the number of emails that we were getting was still consistent through the COVID season as it was prior to COVID.
And I guess because people are at home, they're perhaps not working as much as they used to, and they're looking at for hobbies. And, of course, looking into your family history is an interesting thing to do.
So people were asking us, did we have any information on their parents or their grandparents? And we would do the research for them and have a look and send them. And we have a huge photo collection, and people would sometimes say, oh, have you got a photo of the house at 7 Gordon Street? And, of course, we do have a photo. We've got all the old records from all the old papers, the Cairns Post and everything, and sometimes we can even, we used to collect the engagement notices when people got engaged, all the wedding information. So there's plenty of information there if people want to do research on their family history.
But you can always do with more, of course, which I guess leads me to my next question is, how do you go about gathering all of this material, and what can people do if people are at home listening at the moment? They might have some old shoeboxes in the shed, old photos or documents, whatever it may be. What would you like to see people do in terms of contributing to the museum?
Well, thanks, Gavin. That's a really important question. I would love people who've got old photos, old family history diaries and things like that to donate them to the museum, to come in and see us, and we'll gladly take them off your hands. The photos will all get scanned into our system. If you've got old books, old diaries, we'll put them into our historical records and digitise them where possible, and also make them available for people who want to do research going forward. And I'd strongly ask people out there that if they have any old records like that, to donate them to the museum, because the most worrying thing for us is that some good stuff that we don't have, that other people have, will get thrown in the bin or the tip when someone passes away, when they think that, oh, this is so old it won't be used. So I would really love it if people made that donation now.
And I think doing it now while you're above ground, while we're all above ground, doing it now is you can talk about the stories behind the photos or the documents, and it just adds to the richness of that collection.
It would be great, simply because when you give us photos, we'd love to have the names of the people who are in the photos. We actively pursue to get the names recorded for all of the people that are in photos, so that if someone come in and said, oh, have you got any stories on Cess Holcroft, who used to be the chairman of the Cairns Port Authority and chairman of the Herbert and Shire Council and done a lot of wonderful things. We've got that type of information there.
It look, like I said at the top of our chat, Clive, I think our part of the world has some of the most interesting history. I mean, all regions have, of course, a colourful, interesting history, but I think our diversity from, you know, gold mining, cane farming, the whole lot, and the fact that we're so remote back in those early days, I think we're
Gavin,
very lucky.
If you come into the museum, those things, you'll see them there. Actually see things like that in the museum. And a lot of those things, like cane knives, I think we've got about 24 different styles of cane knives. They were things that people donated to us, and we've put them to good use and put them on display. And I just ask people if they got something like that that they think would be worthy of displaying, because we do have a modern storage area which we keep a lot of the stuff, and every so often we renew one of our museum galleries so that we can put all of this stuff in. We also have a temporary gallery which we change about every 3 months, and we utilise the donations that we've got in there to build a story. And the present in there at the moment, we're got the gallery is on life-saving movement and the way it's worked in this area for the last 50 years.
And so I guess just to finish up and let listeners know, the museum is open. It's back up and running.
Yes.
People can go and visit.
Yes.
For those who will rush out after the show and go and have a look at what they've got in storage, what's the best thing to do? Is it best just to call into the museum?
Just go into the museum. And one of the things that we have in there is we provide a guide who can walk you through each gallery and tell you stories about the things that are in the gallery. So.
And that's where they would go to drop off photographs and documents.
Yes. We'd love to see them.
Fantastic. Look, I could talk about this stuff for hours. I think there are so many stories that deserve to be told, and without an organisation like the Historical Society and the museum, as you said, that history can be lost. So it's so vital that anyone who has anything they think might be of value, or even if you're not sure, I think call, bring it along.
Yeah, come in. We'll soon tell you whether it's good or not.
You'll find out soon enough. Clive Scarrett, thanks so much for joining me on the King Review today.
Thanks very much, Gavin.